Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Hey, Tom, had a great time last night at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. All those Ravens fans running around there, and they're purple all over the place. Tonight we'll be in Syracuse talking to the NABJ student chapter of Syracuse University. So looking forward to walking in the snow in Syracuse. So look forward to you guys. Tom, it's very interesting living in two worlds, one black, one white. And our next guest knows that experience. He works for the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, the leading black think tank in the country. But he has a new book out, Tom, called My Black Family, My White Privilege, that lays out what it's like to grow up in white privilege, but then he marries a black woman and experiences a whole different world. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you penned this book to lay out that it's a unique experience seeing the world through the lens of white privilege, but all of a sudden then you got a black family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For our listeners, break that down, what you actually experienced and saw that made it so intriguing that you said, I need to write about this to show folks what it's like.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a pretty privileged family. My parents were very progressive. We didn't have much money, but we could always put food on the table. We always had clothes on our back. And more than anything, we had a sense of limitless possibilities, that we could control our own destiny.
Right.
My grandfather was a shoemaker, worked in a shoe factory, saved his money, belonged to a union, bought a house. Ultimately, the fact that my grandparents owned a house, helped my parents buy a house. Ultimately, that helped me buy a house because wealth is generational. When I was married to my African-American wife, rather than her parents being able to help us buy a house, we had to help them buy a house because her parents grew up in the segregated South. They didn't have the same opportunities that my grandparents and parents had, and that came to light to me every day of my life. And so I thought at some point, actually, the reality is that I never really thought about it until about a decade ago. A good friend of mine, an African-American man, said to me, "So, Mike, what have you learned from the diversity in your life?" And what I realized was that I had never thought much about the privileges that I had enjoyed. And the more I thought about it and the more I began writing about it, the more I became so aware of the unspoken and often invisible privileges that I enjoy just by being white, and the stresses that I avoid that my former wife and my four children and three children and four grandchildren can't avoid.
I'm confused. You said you come from mixed parents?
No. I come from white parents.
Oh, and you married black?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, you said something that was key. You said the stresses. And, you know, we've seen these studies simply talk about, you know, really what it means to be black in America. Mm-hmm. And it's a hell of a lot of stress. So, Mike, you know, how did that jump out at you when you said, man, it really is different to be black in this country?
Well, I'll give you several examples, but one that stands out to me over time is we were driving in North Carolina going to visit my in-laws. This goes back to the mid-1970s. We were approaching a town in North Carolina late at night. We were driving back to my in-laws' house.
Right.
And we saw a sign in the distance, and at first, all we saw were red lights. Then as we got closer, we saw that there was a billboard. And as we got closer, we saw the writing on the billboard. And the billboard said, "This is Klan country. Fight integration and communism. Impeach Earl Warren. Welcome to," and the name of the town.
Well, that's a hell of a welcome sign.
Yeah.
Hell of a welcome.
So the fact is, we can laugh about it now, and I do, and I'm sure that sign is long gone. But I've never forgotten the stress that we felt. And I've been in North Carolina many times, and I never go to that part of North Carolina without feeling the stress of what I might encounter if I'm with one of my kids, for example.
Wow. Folks, the book is called – go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, I said, you know, Jay always says, you know, once you go black, people look at you funny.
Well, Mike, the book is called My Black Family, My White Privilege. Man, we appreciate you sharing your story, and it's a pretty interesting book there. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
People look at you funny.